Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the outset, my delegation would like to congratulate you on your election as chairperson for this important discussion and assure you of our delegation's full support during the deliberations. My delegation would also take this opportunity to thank the ISU for their excellent support during the course of this intersessional process. On this agenda item, Mr. Chair, as you've correctly mentioned, we've decided to revisit some of our previous proposals in a refined format. So we have taken comments of other states' parties into consideration. We're very appreciative of the support received thus far for these papers, but we are willing to further engage states' parties on the proposals and hear what there is to be said in that regard. So with regards to Article 7, the Convention clearly states that states' parties should provide or support assistance in accordance with the United Nations Charter to any party to the Convention which so requests if the Security Council decides that such a party has been exposed to danger as a result of violation of the Convention. Due to the fact that assistance is to be provided as a result of a violation or deliberate act, the assistance provided in terms of this article should be humanitarian in nature. So from these provisions in the article, the following can be deduced: that the request for assistance should be forwarded to the United Nations Security Council, and the provision of assistance would be dependent on a decision by the Security Council. As the article does not elaborate on investigations, this would be covered under Article 6 of the Convention. There are various options that we thought would be applicable to obtain assistance when a state party has been subjected to the alleged use of biological weapons. And these should be utilized in one form or as many forms as is necessary. Option one is to obtain assistance on a bilateral basis, so from other states' parties, other states, or international organizations, without actually invoking Article 7 of the Convention. The second option would be to request assistance from other states' parties, again, without invoking Article 7 of the Convention, and states' parties would be in a position to provide assistance without United Nations Security Council approval. But in this regard, an agreement by the states' parties at the BTWC in the forum of the review conference would be required. And the third option that we've proposed is that assistance from the United Nations Security Council could be requested in accordance with Article 7 of the Convention. If the request is approved by the Security Council, then states' parties would be obliged to provide such assistance. While it is accepted that an investigation of alleged use should follow the provision of assistance, that should not hamper the humanitarian objective of the article. And an investigation of alleged use may take so long that the provision would be too late in any case. So we've therefore proposed a set of guidelines to be followed in requesting assistance. In the case that assistance is requested from the Security Council, the information that is provided in responding to that request of assistance is very important and would play a very crucial role in helping the Security Council to make a prompt decision. So the quicker the decision is made, the faster the provision of assistance in that regard. But the requesting process followed to apply for assistance, as well as the information provided to support the application, is the prerogative of the state party requesting the assistance. So we've listed a number of items that could be added into the information provided by the state party to the Security Council to make a decision. So such information would include details of the event itself, when it happened, where it happened, what has happened, the severity of the event, what has been done thus far, who has been involved, in terms of other states' parties or international organizations, what procedures have been put in place, et cetera, for effective response to be provided. And then we come to the area of command and control. These issues would also have to be determined, as it is important for effective response to be provided. In principle, the state party that has been affected remains primarily responsible for the healthcare of its population. Hence, it has the overall control of all response activities. But the level of response would depend on the nature of the disease, the geographical area where the outbreak occurred, the status of the public health system in that particular country, again, as it would be primarily responsible for the first line of response. And then, of course, we'd also have to consider responses from neighboring states and regional and international actors. But again, these would be determined based on the factors that I've mentioned above. International organizations, particularly WHO or the OIE, would also become involved at an early stage due to their presence and their involvement with states. In most cases, assistance in accordance with Article 7 would be additional to and following the assistance provided by such international organizations. The state party at the time of the request, can ask the international organizations that are responsible for assisting them to also be responsible for the command of the activities in that state party. We also have to remember that due to differing national legislative provisions in terms of healthcare in each state party, that particular state party would also be required to provide licenses to the healthcare personnel from other states' parties or international organizations if required upon arrival in the country. With regards to laboratory samples, the state party would also remain the owner of all the samples collected during the provision of assistance. So based on the above, all the guidelines that I've mentioned above, South Africa therefore proposes that a set of guidelines be developed and maintained at the ISU to aid a state party if required for the application for and implementation of assistance in case of alleged use of biological weapons against it. Thank you, Chair.